we're going to be concluding our series on the relationship funda, some of the important foundations that we need to establish in our life as believers to build healthy relationships right across the board, from what I call our primary relationships, which are relationships within the home, if you're married, with your spouse and family, if you're living at home with your parents, with your family, and then your extended family, and looking at the relationships across the board in the faith community, in our church community, in society, where you work. It's so important that we learn to maintain and handle and develop and build relationships that are good, that are healthy. And this morning I'm going to be talking about five key principles, five very important principles that I'd like us here at Life to carry and embody in our relationships, particularly with each other. Now, how you translate these five principles that I'm going to teach you is up to you, how you translate them in other relationships. But I'd like us here at Life to really learn to embody these five principles, because I believe when you exercise and you embody these five principles in your relationships, it liberates you to develop healthy relationships with people within the body of Christ. And so it's important for us. And I remember when I learned these five principles many, many years ago, one of my leaders in London taught us on these principles. It really revolutionized how we communicated, how I related to people, my expectations that I had of people that we were relating to. And it actually helped me to strengthen and better understand the person that I was seeking to have a meaningful and a godly relationship with. Friends are like good health, and you don't realize what a gift they are until you lose them. And it's so easy for us to take our friendships for granted. We kind of sometimes can forget that we actually need people in our lives, and sometimes we feel so brave that we feel we can manage the whole world and take on the onslaught that the world brings to us exclusively by ourselves. But you know, God has created us not to live as islands, but to live in community. And if I take that word community even further, the Bible talks about being part of a family. And family expresses itself in many different circles. There's your family that you have, your biological family. Then there's a family of friends that you might develop through the years. And then there's a family that you develop when you come into the church, the family within the body of Christ. And you know, whoever you are, whether you're married, single, established, being established, whatever stage of life you are in, you need to be confident and know that when you're part of the community of faith here at Life, you belong here. God's placed you here, He's rooted you here, and you are part of the family of Christ here. And so it is our responsibility as leaders here to make sure that you grow and flourish in every way and feel connected and know that you belong here, are wanted, needed, and that God has a great desire and a plan for you to do well in life in every way. There were two men hunting. Suddenly one yelled and the other looked to see a grizzly bear chasing them. The first started to frantically put on his tennis shoes, and his friend anxiously asked, "What are you doing putting on your tennis shoes when there is a bear that's going to be coming to us in a few minutes? You cannot outrun a grizzly bear." His friend quickly replied as he was tying his shoes on, "I don't have to, I just have to outrun you." And sometimes we have friends like that. You know, we sometimes have such skewed perceptions about us sometimes and about the people we relate to. And those perceptions that we have, the filters that we have in how we see people, how we relate to them, really can hinder us from just enjoying good, healthy